Beginnen wir gerade mit Sachtes, aber wir kamen auf ein Auf. Beginnen wir mit Besigen, das heißt, was da beginnen wir mit dem Gemache, kiemische Schachen, bei Porta Astra. Once you slaughtered a little bit, kannst du verbinden. Da will man da mal immer, wenn du eine Hose in der Schrevel besäuft, that, what do you mean? How does it become Astra? Right, when you do a little bit, it only becomes, slaughtering is only by the end, still necessary for the comma. So it takes, it still becomes forbidden in that first little bit. She is a tolle b'maisa, because the prohibition of the Zara, that depends on the action, l'beshchita, and not on the actual quote-unquote slaughtering. Could I mean like Bashaykh like Gemara said the Chulin of Memar Av? Avagav Shalom HaMishlach Bal Behem Eschabeira. Even though it says the Rebbe bows down to his friends and Malos doesn't make the bid in. But also by Maisa does an action. That's the primary point. Also makes the bid. But who port it? Now, that little bit, Len Lechai Bet Shomet Abahe, but that's not the liability of the Abahe. And Vafilim on the Mishlach Shechid Mitzvah Bat Soiv, even the one that says the Shechid is the whole time, like the one that says later on, Adaf Ein Bezim and Olive, because you mean it's a betovche. You need to have betovche, which is kulay, the whole thing to be bisura with forbidden. So that's the contrast between the ma'aseh isra v'dezara and the tevachay u'mocharei for the Abaheh. It's just not to begin with the Gemara. Asura non ninu. It's already forbidden to have benefit, and therefore he's not slaughtering that of the owners. Which places the Rambam can say, wait a second, but only time it delayed the market. Why didn't the reasoning of, oh, it's not, he's not slaughtering the owners? Typically, it should be sufficient in the tficha. It's not quote unquote a slaughtering because the mechatach offer ba'amahu. It's just cutting like a piece of dirt. Kamin Meshechli, the Gemara says over there in Chulin, Kamashechli Chatz B'Shabbos, B'chutz La'Vay Dezar. Someone slaughters a Korban Chatz out of the Azara on Shabbos for the purpose of idolatry. Chayv Shlosh Chatoiz, liable for three Chatoiz. Perfect, the Gemara asks, Ashchut Tichutz Le'il Chayv shouldn't be liable for slaughtering the carbon out of the Azara because Mechatach Ba'afahu. It's just cutting earth. Because the Asa B'Shechid Deprut La'Vay Dezar, the first little bit of slaughtering made it into like dirt because it has no utility. Forget that the owners are not. You're not even doing an act of slaughtering. It says no. That's not only part of the rules. The Gemara doesn't ask. It's just because the shechid has to be that it could be done in the entry of the Ol Moed. But for keeping the nest of shechid, the port once it became forbidden, there's a little bit of slaughtering. It's not fit anymore for the Pesach Ol Moed. It's not like it's not considered shechid. It is. It's just the equivalent of what we're saying over here. There's also it's not real the Pesach Ol Moed. Maybe you shouldn't be chayim for the shechid ichot. Then the Tzitzit B'Tim can say, "Ma'abakach love the market." Well, what's the difference over here that our Gemara is saying you're not slaughtering that of the owners? Every time you slaughter, you're not slaughtering the owners. Once you slaughter a little bit, you already acquired a change of action to the thing itself. So it's always never the whole owners. But sometimes what you can say is, no, that's not considered to acquire in that way. Later on, the Gazel discusses this. Then it's going to say, my time to mayor, the Mechaiva, what's the mayor that he holds over here, that you are going to be liable. But Perkis Adam, but the Gemara Chulna Pehim and Av, Mefash time to mayor, explains the reason of mayor, to Lobo Yishchit Ru'uya, that you don't have to have a Shchit Ru'uya, Mishum Dikom Shchit Mishchut Echutz, he learns that the Allah of Shchit from slaughtering outside the Hazar. Because the Tom Shchit Mishchit, you learn that when Shchit from Shchit, we don't Shchit Mitzvicha, because you don't learn that Shchit from Tvicha, from Mitzvich, Tavach, Vahachim, Shapazim, by Yosef and the brothers. But the problem is, Abul Hacham, but over here, Dixi B'Tvachai, here it does say B'Tvachai, not Shechita. It's Adrab, to the contrary, Islam Mele of Tvei Tvich M'Tvicha, so we should learn that from Tvicha, we might Mele of Tvich M'Shechita. So why would we say, so Ramei would contradict himself, because then he should learn out from Tvicha. There's something that says, when you say, not the Hachik, remember, he could say, Don Shechita Da Avdeir M'Shechita Avdeir. So we're not going to go with the words, with the linguistics, like Big Moses over there. Because then you would have to ask the question. No, here we're going to go. You learn a slaughtering of sin from a slaughtering of sin, which also like nevelishchit that you're not allowed to steal and slaughter. Mishchut dechutz from slaughtering outside the azar, which also a nevera. Being done in tvicha mitzvah tabach, you're not going to learn out to the positive yosef b'sheish chitzes hetter, which that was a permitted slaughtering. Now, then the question is, what l'mishani hachi b'parikis adam? So why doesn't the Gemara answer that over there in Masechtas Chulin? Based on the same principle, because the issue of slaughtering the mother and the child on the same day, because sometimes you're slaughtering the treif first, which that's actually a permitted slaughtering, so therefore it wouldn't be a shechita b'issur. Over another approach, you could say the don and dav hanema b'sinai. You learn something that says by harsim the dav hanema b'sinai, but b'torach tabach that of Yosef, hanema b'sinai was not said at Sinai. So again, that's another pshat why over here. We're not learning out tvicha tvicha. Aye, then again, Lod Lemshani Hasam Hachi. Why didn't the Gemara say the same thing over there too? Because it has other answers. But a miu kashim what's typical is berish perik based the yavamis. The beginning of the second perik yavamis, the design of the base. Amad the Gemara tells us done achim be'achim. Learn the word achim from achim regarding yibum, regarding it's from the father, patrilineal, not matrilineal. Then done achim achicha. Now avagav the shneim also, but decha achim anochnu loy nem b'sinai. But I thought you learned the sinai from sinai, not which was said before Sinai, and that achim is from the shvatim. The truth is, it's not like we never do. It's just when we're not sure, that will be an indicating feature. So, since we find somewhere that it is called the shchita, therefore we should say everywhere. And that's why. And but likely, maybe don't say that. To the contrary, that's the logic. But of course, there are places like Tesim Kufim Achim that we would learn out even from something that was before Hasina. The next test, not the word of the subject of the causes money is like money. Tame, it's a wonder because the Lama, the name of the subject of the Shimon, I would say like Shimon, let's say Remain according to his own reasoning. To don't deem the Gami, he holds that you're liable for indirect causation. The Choshkin, for sure, then you should be liable for something that's direct. It's something that causes money. The Alma, because the Gemara lives in the Tzad Chesim of Beis. Imedom, remember Shimon, the Kamam Adami. When does he hold that it's like money? Is Dabashi Karamam, the thing that's primary money. It's not primarily money. Like when he burns the documents of his friend, Mishama, did you hear such a thing? You are chayv burning the documents, which is more saying according to Shimon. I don't know if you'd be chayv who he holds that you when you chayv a double gemara moments. Remei holds that you chayv when you burn documents. Gemara has like gemara later on that something comes a base. The man don't did the gemara hold whoever holds the love for indirect causation. Magrib to make shtar ma'al you collect the full value of a document. So koshkin chayv double gemara moments, but sure can hold you could chayv when you something that's gemara moment. So what do you have to come on double gemara moments? Just say is lishitasai. Because it's logic also to say the other way around. When does holy chai by garmi? Like when you burn someone else's documents or some types of things. Because that's something, the document is a universal commodity for anyone to sell and collect with. So someone, let's say, puts his grapevine covering over the grain of his friend, that grain is fit for everyone. That's when you have. But something that's a causation of money could come by like the ox that's going to be stoned. Because you have used regard because you're responsible for. In your doyle lezeh, shifted by etzma, it's only fit for him. He's the only one that has value for. Maybe over there, lo yichayv, may we hold it not chayv. But chakamah, therefore, you have to say to someone like Rav Shimon that he holds like Rav Shimon. Now, B'yesh Mefarshim, actually, someone who explained the lahalcha kama, the reason why the Gemara tells the sublik Rav Shimon that he holds like Rav Shimon. Shouldn't Rav Shimon come ahead because Rav Shimon says explicitly the chayv above a chamisha of the gemara moment you liable for the behavior something that causes money. That you'd be liable for the behavior by something that causes money. But Rav explains the din gami actually loy mechayv meil medrabanan. That's only rabbinic. Because the milchah b'sevah kindness under some ways of manal ein tesel el nadal manal b'mesel chama. So therefore, that's what we have to say. Rav Shimon's halacha, which is a deraisa. Next day, Smart begins the Gemara. Machal b'kol masnin ma'ida. The emphasis is that the Chumash he agrees. It's a little bit difficult. The Ma'adik, because what type of Ma'adik is that? How do you know? In other words, it's possible that he disagrees in all the halachas, and here he's only mentioning that which is applicable to Shchidah Shneiruya. And how do you know that he necessarily agreed to other things? Next day, Smart begins with the words the Gemara. Tavach v'hei d'lech me'amau. If his Lord is near mitzvah more than what's halacha, which Alimna on the Makonda one that says later in the Vayin Hemedav Moedim beknas, if he admits to the penalty of Akabo Edom and then witness Kampatis Potter, miboyle that is according to whom we're asking, because Akacha Kishesh Edom Dov Ma'ir must be told that there's witnesses because the Be'ein Edom Dov there's no witnesses, so then Ba'idol Lo Yischay B'Shemin, so he wouldn't be liable in all situations, so it must be that it's Edom, and that's what we're asking that. But Edom comes, you'll be chayv. No, must be going like the one who holds it. If you might have been knows, you'll be potter. So that's the question. If you admit to one of them, what's the halacha going to be?